This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, and I suspect you're going to have some very, very good news for us as far as the COVID-19 is concerned.
I've got excellent news, Paul. It's another big fat zero for Queensland. We've got no new cases of COVID-19 recorded. The state's total remains at 1,033. Now, obviously, people are getting really excited because this weekend social restrictions will be slightly eased, but the Premier issued a pretty stern warning and said that they could be ramped right back up again if people are caught doing the wrong thing. So I'll just walk you through what we are allowed to do from tomorrow. So people can now go for a drive, and that's within 50 kilometres of their own home. They can ride a motorbike, a jet ski or a boat for recreation. They can have a picnic. They can visit a national park and shop for non-essential items. So those outings, though, I just want to add, they're limited to members of the same household or an individual and a friend. And all those rules regarding social gatherings are limited on visitors remain in place. So we've got some great news for Far North Queensland. We are being rewarded for it, but obviously there is the warning that it will go back to tougher restrictions if people are caught doing the wrong thing.
Well, so far, Queensland, most of the people doing the wrong thing have been down south. So I can't see why people, given this opportunity, this chance, will blow it.
Exactly. And police were saying they were seeing an increase in the number of drivers who were speeding, and they were pretty disappointed by that, of course. So there will be additional police out on the roads this weekend across the Far North. Although we've had less traffic at the moment, it seems that people are thinking that they can flout the rules and maybe go faster where they aren't supposed to be. So there will be additional police out and about at that time.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Why would speeding increase? But you're right, if there was less people on the road, people go, oh, well, I'm pretty safe here because there's hardly anybody around me. I can go a bit faster, which is stupid because you're only going to get fined if the cops get you.
And sadly, we have a 10% increase in road fatalities in Queensland compared to this time last year.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Really, it's just even worse.
Yes, it is. Any more on the COVID?
On the COVID, we've also got the police not only patrolling the roads, they'll be checking in on those recreational spots like beaches, swimming holes. I just spoke to Surf Life Saving in Cairns, and they were saying that police will be, you know, moving people on if they are packing out the beaches and if we are seeing high numbers and people can't socially distance. So good to know that we will be in good hands.
Just before you go, is there any other sort of news floating about that'll be on Nine News Far North tonight?
We've also got 43 teachers who are reportedly stuck in Cairns and they're unable to return to schools in remote Cape York communities due to the lockdown restrictions. So they were apparently given approval to fly out for Easter, but they've been denied re-entry, obviously because we've got tough restrictions at the border for those vulnerable remote communities. So we'll be providing a bit more information on that tonight at 9 News Far North Queensland at 6 o'clock.
Okay, all right. So, obviously the health authorities are not taking any chances.
Exactly. You can't at this stage, you know, and I think that they're just, I'm getting in touch with the, I'm waiting on response from the Department of Education to see what they're doing to support the teachers at this time and also the schools who are affected by this.
Okay, we've got Nine News Far North at 6 o'clock and we'll talk to you very soon, Kat. Have a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and you're going to get out yourself? You're going to, you know, exercise or get out into the national park? What are you going to do yourself?
Well, tomorrow I'm planning on going down, hopefully, to the Esplanade and we'll do a nice big walk along there and visiting some family who are still at home. So just want to obviously see my family and have a nice relaxing weekend. Nothing too exciting.
All right. Have a lovely time.
You too, Paul. All the best.